KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We start with news just in. eThekwini says it's been forced to shut water outlets in the city's northern parts. The municipality says it needs to build up adequate water supplies in its reservoirs. The city's asking residents and businesses to please use water sparingly for now. It says the current demand on Reservoir 2 at Umgeni Utugela's Durban Heights treatment works is significantly higher than its supply. This has left some areas north of Durban without running water or with an intermittent supply. The Lusha, Umgeni Park, Umhlanga and Virginia among the places affected. eThekwini says the outlets were closed last night. Teams are monitoring and will open them as soon as the reservoirs reach the optimal levels. Meanwhile, the Avoca Hills community is calling on eThekwini to repair a water leak that started 2 months ago. A resident who's reported the issue to the municipality says he's had to take matters into his own hands to keep his home safe. He says water is gushing out from a pipe just outside his property near the water meter.
While we've got low water pressure now in terms of our shower, the house has got water, but the erosion that's happening around my home, it's becoming a bit serious in the sense that I had to put a little drain to divert the water from the house because to prevent seepage into the property, into the home. It's not a small leak. It's leaking about 1,000 litres an hour.
eThekwini Water says it's dispatched a team to carry out repairs. The homeowner says he tried to sort out the issue privately, but wasn't able to.
It's a hole in the pipe. I got a private plumber to come and have a look at it. You can see it's literally popping through, so it's not even deep down or anything. The problem is we would have attended to it privately and just got it sorted out, but we need to close the water on the municipal line, otherwise you can't work on it.
An NGO says South Africa continues to grapple with human rights issues despite 30 years of democracy. Amnesty International released its annual The State of the World's Human Rights Report yesterday, which assessed the situation in 155 countries. Spokesperson for the organization's branch in South Africa, Genevieve Quintal, says according to the report, the country is struggling to overcome a number of key challenges.
The promise to eradicate pit latrines in schools remains unfulfilled, while literacy rates among grade 4 pupils remains low. Access to safe drinking water is declining and water infrastructure is crumbling with alarming effects. Amidst these challenges, the murder rate persists at staggering levels.
And Thailand's issued fresh warnings about scorching hot weather after at least 30 people succumbed to heatstroke this year. Authorities in Bangkok have published an extreme heat warning, saying the heat index is expected to climb to over 52 degrees Celsius. Temperatures in the Thai capital hit 40 degrees yesterday. A wave of exceptionally hot weather blasted parts of South and Southeast Asia this week, prompting schools across the Philippines to suspend classes and worshippers in Bangladesh to pray for rain. Our lead story, eThekwini says it's been forced to shut water outlets in the city's northern parts. It says it needs to build up adequate water supplies in its reservoirs. You've been with the East Coast Radio News Watch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.